Pew Research, 1 in 10 U.S. voters in 2020 election will be foreign-born. By John Binder on February 20, 2019. About 1 in 10 eligible voters in the United States will have been born outside of the country by the 2020 election cycle. New research finds, just as President Trump has called for more legal immigration. A study conducted by Pew Research Center of what the 2020 U.S. electorate will look like finds that about 10% of eligible voters will be foreign-born, driven entirely by the country's mass legal immigration system that admits more than 1.2 million legal immigrants a year, and accounting for the highest level of foreign-born voters in the electorate since 1970. This concludes that in 2020, when Trump gears up for re-election against a Democrat challenger, there will be as many Generation Z voters, those born after 19,996, as there are voters who are foreign-born. While foreign-born voters increasingly make up a larger share of the U.S. electorate, Trump has advocated recently for increasing legal immigration levels, a stark contrast from his calls in 2015, 2016, and 2017, wherein he committed to reducing overall immigration to relieve American workers of unfair foreign competition in the labor market and American taxpayers of the fiscal burden of immigration. As Breitbart News has reported, increasing legal immigration beyond its already historically high levels would subject about 13 million Americans who are unemployed out of the labor force but looking for a good-paying job, and those who are working part-time jobs but want full-time employment to more foreign competition against mostly low-skilled immigrants. An increase in legal immigration levels would not only diminish the job prospects of millions of Americans but also depress their wages. Every 1% increase in the immigrant composition of an American worker's occupation reduces their weekly wages by about 0.5%, researcher Stephen Camerota has found. This means the average native-born American worker today has their weekly wages reduced by perhaps 8.5% because of current legal immigration levels. In a state like Florida, where immigrants make up about 25.4% of the labor force, American workers have their weekly wages reduced by perhaps more than 12.5%. In California, where immigrants make up 34% of the labor force, American workers' weekly wages are reduced by potentially 17%. Likewise, every 1% increase in the immigrant composition of low-skilled U.S. occupations reduces wages by about 0.8%. Should 15% of low-skilled jobs be held by foreign-born workers, it would reduce the wages of native-born American workers by perhaps 12%. Democrats would win major victories politically from increased legal immigration levels, research finds. The latest analysis by The Atlantic senior editor Ronald Brownstein revealed that nearly 90% of House congressional districts with a foreign-born population above the national average were won by Democrats. This means that every congressional district with a foreign-born population exceeding roughly 14% had a 90% chance of being controlled by Democrats and only a 10% chance of electing a Republican. Similarly, less than 1 in 10 House Republicans represent a congressional district that has a foreign-born population larger than 14%. Entire states, driven by legal immigration, have been transformed electorally, Brownstein's analysis found. For instance, Republicans hold about 30 Senate seats in the 20 U.S. states with the smallest foreign-born populations. Meanwhile, Democrats control 32 Senate seats in the 20 U.S. states with the largest share of foreign-born residents. Democrats are expected to target those remaining Republican Senate seats in states with large foreign-born populations in the 2020 election. The New York Times and Axios admit that legal immigration at its current rate will continue shifting the American electorate more towards Democrat control. The 2016 presidential election between then-candidate Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton revealed a similar trend. For example, among native-born Americans, Trump won 49% to Clinton's 45%, according to exit polling data. Among foreign-born residents, Clinton dominated against Trump, garnering 64% of the immigrant population's vote compared to Trump's mere 31%. Currently, the U.S. admits more than a million legal immigrants annually, with the vast majority deriving from chain migration, whereby newly naturalized citizens can bring an unlimited number of foreign relatives to the country. In 2017, the foreign-born population reached a record high of 44.5 million. The U.S. is on track to import about 15 million new foreign-born voters in the next 2 decades should current legal immigration levels continue. Those 15 million new foreign-born voters include about 8 million who will arrive in the country through chain migration, where newly naturalized citizens can bring an unlimited number of foreign relatives to the country. University of Maryland, College Park researcher James Gimple has found in recent years that more immigrants to the U.S. inevitably means more Democrat voters and thus, increasing electoral victories for the Democrat Party. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.